Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you've not yet received the copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements as defined in the U.S. federal securities laws. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-answer session. I will now hand the call over to Ms. Dina Vince, Delek Group's Investor Relations Manager. Ms. Vince, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, operator. I would like to welcome all of you to Delek Group's conference call to review our full year 2015 results. I would also like to welcome Mr. Assi Barshford, President and CEO, Mr. Barak Mashraki, CFO, and Mrs. Lior Levine, Delek Group's General Counsel, who are here with me today on the call. Following the summary of the results, we will all be available to answer any questions. An English translation of the results will be available on our website. I will now only provide a brief summary. In terms of some of our highlights, today, as of March 31st, 2016, on its third anniversary, Tamar reached peak production. Natural gas sales were at a record of 8.3 BCM in 2015. As a result, the E&P sector contributed a record of 254 million shekel to net income in 2015 versus 93 million shekel in 2014. Leviathan submitted a revised development plan with increased maximum capacity of 21 BCM a year and signed first agreement with a local off-taker. More recently, as you all know, the majority of the natural gas outline plan was upheld by the High Court of Justice. However, the regulatory stability clause was excluded. We will elaborate on that later, and we will also be open to answer any questions you have on this matter. Completing our financial results, the group's net income amounted to 7 million shekel in 2015. Excluding losses from our financial investments, net profit would amount to 345 million shekel compared with a loss of 765 million shekel in 2014. Finally, our board of directors approved a dividend of 100 million shekel for the quarter, which brings the total distributed for 2015 to 450 million shekel. This represents a dividend yield of 6.1%. If we look at each sector briefly, in the upstream business, as I said, Tamar reached peak production in 2015, selling 8.3 BCM in natural gas and 395,000 barrels of condensate. With regard to Leviathan, our 22 TCF natural gas reservoir, this week began with the news of the High Court's ruling on the natural gas outline. Firstly, the key message is, in fact, that all of the provisions in the outline were actually approved, apart from the one issue of the provision of a 10-year period of regulatory stability. The approval of the use of Section 52, taxation, export, regulation of competition, and pricing is in fact a note of confidence. Secondly, the court has given us one year to find a solution to the stability clause, and we're already in discussions. We certainly see before us the development of Leviathan as a goal, and we intend to continue developing it as quickly and as efficiently as possible. In January 2016, a very first agreement was signed by Leviathan and the local off-taker, Edotech, to supply 6 BCM over 18 years for the power plants which they will build. It is a take-or-pay agreement. The gas price is linked to the electricity production tariff and includes a floor rate. Aggregated revenues are estimated at approximately $1.3 billion for the 100%. In February 2016, the Leviathan partners submitted a revised development plan with a capacity of 21 BCM per year an increase over the 16 BCM per year in the very original development plan. This will be by a single platform to be built approximately 10 kilometers from the northern coast. The estimated cost of the plan until first flow of natural gas is between $5 billion-$6 billion at 100% working interest. This is lower than the $6 billion-$7 billion cost in the original development plan. Lastly, with regard to Karish and Tanin, we continue negotiations with various operators in relation to the sale of the partnership's rights and the leases as part of what is stipulated in the gas outline. Moving outside of the East Med to the North Sea, Ithaca Energy is included in our financial statement for the first time and presented on the equity method. Our investment, purchasing 19.9% of the share capital of Ithaca, did not have impact on our P&L. On the operation side, Great Stellar Area remains on track to start production in Q3 2016. Turning to the downstream business, Delek Israel, our local gas station company, saw a good improvement and contributed 87 million shekel to our net income in 2015, compared with 4 million shekel last year. The growth was due to greater fuel and convenience store sales, as well as sales growth in the distribution segment. Now, moving over to the activities we are in the process of divesting, just over a month ago, since the preconditions stipulated in the Fenix sale agreement had not been met, the parties agreed to cancel the agreement. We're actively exploring other options for the sale of our holdings in Fenix, which currently reflect a book value of 1.8 billion shekel as of year-end 2015. In summary, overall, 2015 was a good year for Delek Group. Tamar reached its peak production, and the natural gas sales are contributing nicely to our net income, despite ongoing road bumps, Leviathan does progress. We are near the end of the process, which has taken a long time, but we now see the light at the end of the tunnel. We look forward to developing this massive field and huge asset for Delek Group and its partners, as well as the State of Israel. We do believe that we will reach a solution on the stability clause in the near future, as this is in all the players' interest. Looking ahead, we continue to train our focus on the E&P sector, and we hope to divest our financial assets in the coming quarters. Finally, we're actively looking to make synergistic strategic investments in the international energy market, and we hope to bring you updates on this in the near future. And with that, if there are any questions, we'll all be happy to take them now. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I have a few of them on the E&P side, please. Firstly, some government members recently said that they were talking to the E&P partners to find different ways to overcome the Supreme Court's decision. From your perspective and from the partner, what do you think would be the best alternative, and what's the best-case scenario in terms of timing?
I don't know today what will be the best scenario. Actually, we don't know what will be the solution. What I know that the government and our officers and the Noble officers started already to speak. It was, I think, one or two meetings last week. So everyone is ready to make the best effort to find a solution. To describe now how the solution will be or what will be the solution, it's a little premature. I don't know yet.
Some of the government members were talking about a guarantee mechanism, some kind of an insurance that was similarly to what was done with the Road 6. Do you think that this is something the partner would be happy with?
Look, I don't know. I cannot tell you what will make us happy or not. It's a little, I said again, it's a little premature. I'm sure there will be a solution. How it will look like, I don't know. It will be not responsibility now that I will give you the answer, because I really don't know. Nobody knows. It's not something that we don't want to speak about. It was the negotiation started last week, so I guess it will take quite of time. And believe me, that we will be more than happy to announce every solution that will be will, that we will find.
And maybe two follow-ups, more from the partners' perspective, not so much the government. So you are in talk with different parties to potentially do exports from Leviathan. Do you feel that the partners you're talking to are requesting that the stability clause will be finalized before they commit to any gas offtake?
I believe that we will continue to engage with all the partners that you mentioned. All of them need our gas, our natural gas. So I believe that simultaneously we will continue the negotiation with all the customer partners.
Okay, that's helpful. And one last one for me is on Tamar. Part of the upcoming future is the increase of capacity. Is that something that's still on the table for the near future?
Sorry, I didn't follow you. Can you please repeat?
The Tamar expansion of capacity. Will you wait for the stability clause to be over, or you will move ahead with the increase?
No, we already finished the compressor project, and we are going full steam ahead.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I hand the call over to Mr. Barfield for his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Barfield, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, I would like to thank you, everyone that were on the line. And of course, I invite you, everyone, to ask questions, and we will be here to answer and to clarify everything that is being needed. And I wish you a good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's fourth quarter and full year 2015 results conference call. Thank you for participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.